This is Where America Comes to Talk, the Ed Schultz Radio Show. All right, are they conspiracy theorists? Is this really happening? Voting machines in Ohio, who are they owned by? Let's bring in Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Brad, good to have you with us.
Hey, Ed, how are you, my friend?
Very good. All right, what's the skinny? Who owns the voting machines in Hamilton County of Ohio?
Yeah, the voting machines in Hamilton County, Ohio, are owned by Hart InterCivic, a company, the third largest voting machine company in the country, which was acquired by HIG Capital, stands for Hart InterCivic Group, a bunch of investors very closely tied to Mitt Romney. Some of his top-tier bundlers are involved in that group. It's invested in by Tag Romney, Mitt Romney's son. Some of the board members of Hart InterCivic have given thousands of dollars to Mitt Romney. There's no question about this. It is not a conspiracy theory, as some are regarding it. I was even attacked for reporting some of this stuff by my friends at Think Progress today.
Now, are you the original source of this story to first report this?
No, I'm not. Actually, Bob Petrakis and Harvey Wasserman, as far as I can tell, were the first to report it at freepress.net, .org. Lee Fong at The Nation also jumped in on this. What I've been reporting is that these concerns about a private corporation owning our once public elections, whether it's in the two counties in Ohio or the rest of the 50 states where private corporations have taken over our public elections, is a very serious concern, because the citizenry cannot oversee how these computers tabulate our votes, and that includes with paper ballot systems like the ones made by Hart that are used in Hamilton and Williams County in Ohio, and the rest of Ohio's 86 counties,
so,
by the way.
So this Hart InterCivic company,
yeah,
is owned by a group of investors which includes Tag Romney.
That's the short version, yes.
Okay.
And a bunch of investors, a bunch of donors to the Romney campaign. Yeah.
Okay. So your issue is that private corporations are now involved in the counting of the vote instead of being controlled by public elections. Well, I mean, what kind of machine would they use if they didn't use something that was built by a private company?
Well, I would recommend what New Hampshire does, frankly, in 40% of its towns, which is hand count its paper ballots in front of the citizenry on election night at the precinct, with results reported right there before ballots are moved anywhere.
Okay, but all right. The old-fashioned way, I got you.
Well, and it's quick, by the way. Those towns often come in faster than the Diebold towns in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire. But, you know, we had the same problem in 2004 when you had the CEO of Diebold, who was a big supporter of George W. Bush's. I have the problem now. You know, a third of the voting machines in this country are made by a company named Sequoia Voting Systems, where the technology is proprietary technology owned by a Venezuelan firm tied to Hugo Chavez. So the idea that we can't oversee how our votes are counted, and these companies can be controlled by, you know, associates of Mitt Romney's or anybody else, it should be deeply troubling, and that's what we've been covering at bradblog.com for about a decade now, frankly.
All right. Now, how do these machines end up in Hamilton County?
Well, I believe the machines were there first before the takeover last year by this Romney-tied organization. So the counties in Ohio, they all have their own separate election boards. They can purchase pretty much any voting machine company that they like, which has been approved by the Secretary of State. Now, the Secretary of State, the former Ohio Secretary of State, Jennifer Brunner, a Democrat, studied all of these machines, found serious problems in all of them, including in the Hart InterCivic machines, in a landmark study about 2 years ago. But the counties all get to choose which voting machines, which voting systems that they would like in their particular county in Ohio. And most of the states work similarly as well, by the way.
Okay. Well, we'll follow the story. We'll see where it unfolds and see if there's enough concern by the Obama campaign,
yep,
by the people who are supporting them, that they would make this an issue other than reporting by some, and you, of course, being one of them. Brad, good to have you with us.
They should make it an issue, and also folks on election night should be at those precincts, take photographs of the results tapes as they're printed off by these computers in each precinct. A lot of times, those results tapes come in very, very important later on.
All right. Good to have you with us, Brad. We'll do it again. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
1-877-WE-GOT-ED. Your calls are next. We're back.